Well, hello everyone and welcome to another edition of That Mexican Beer Podcast. We today are doing a little walk. Well, I did an hour's walk. It was 6 miles, but I condensed it into something around 13 or 14 minutes, I think. So you don't have to do the whole walk, but really just wanted to kind of get a sense of what the local area was looking like, really. And it is mostly quiet, and then just going into the bank was slightly strange, with like me being the only customer and having to be especially let in and all the rest of it. Well, you know, of course, this podcast wouldn't be the podcast that it is without some reference to Mexican music, which is what we've got here. So I hope you're enjoying that. Yes, a well-known 80s song. So yeah, there'll be more podcasts. Thank you for the feedback and the comments. It's been very encouraging. We'll keep doing this for a good while yet, because I think we'll be in the situation of the global pandemic for a while yet too. So hopefully this podcast will serve to be entertaining, if not always very informative. I'll speak to you all in a bit and enjoy the show.
Are you happy? Yeah. Come on then. It's very quiet in the house today. And off we go. So this is this is what our front sounds like at 11 o'clock of a morning. Normally, yes, people would be at work, but this is what we sound like at the moment. Okay, let's walk steady. A little windy, very cloudy. Let's take our time, Usher. But this is quieter than it was on them. I think Sunday I was last out here, wasn't I? And now it's Wednesday. Forward. I think the sense of loneliness when you're walking out here is not oppressive, but noticeable. I mean, I know when you do a long walk, you know, your thoughts tend to gather in a usually a good way, a quite a structured way. At least I find that. But this strange situation that we're in is adding a sense, I think, of awe. I can put it like that. Wait, okay, forward. So now we're crossing again a junction that would normally be quite busy. Two cars. Executing that at the point in time where normally, again, especially rush hour, would be absolutely immense. So we're going to carry on walking down. So my workplace is just to the right over there, and I'm sure when we get to this crossing, Usher might want to so do, but we won't. See if he does. Could nudge him, but let's see how alert he is. How alert. So coming past an empty bus stop. There it is.
Hello.
Not today, not today, not today. Good boy. Good boy. Yep, slowed down. And he indicated. And now he's relaxed. Good boy, Usher. You can feel it in the handle. But he just relaxes now. He obviously anticipated it quite a way up the road. And because it's a route we do quite a bit. Come on, Usher. Now he's pulling ever so slightly, so I don't know if he can see something in the distance that he likes to look up, because he is a bit of a so-and-so for that, aren't you, Ash? Oi, come back. That's a curb, Usher. I don't know what that is up there. It's quite nice, isn't it? Okay, forward. So, forward. This is normally the island that's really busy, and I wouldn't really chance crossing it in the way that I just have so much. It's quite a wide mouth to the road that I did indent, which is what Usher was doing too much of. And now there's the island up. Now we're on the busier part of, so-called busier part of this. The last part of this road, Lordswood Road, as it leads down to Harbourne High Street. Okay. Put my hands on buttons for longer than I'd like. Come on, Ush. This isn't working. Come on, up here. Going on there. Yeah, this is it. Can you find the door? I should find the door. Please be open. Please be open. Oh, it isn't. Joking. Great. Oh. Hello. I should wait. Come back.
Thank you.
It's socially distanced. God. Right, okay. Can you find the way, please? That's what I'm talking to him, but yeah, thank you. So here we are on the bank. I should find the way. I need to pay a check to someone. Hello.
Hello, you're
yeah, right. Yeah, I just need to pay a check, two checks in. Yeah. Should I give you the checks first so you can mess around with those? There's one. No, two, sorry. Yeah, that's exactly what I meant. And my card. Is that a good place to put it? Got worried then, I didn't think you was open.
Can I give you that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's for you to keep.
Thank you very much. Are you okay?
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah, it's all a bit surreal, isn't it?
Yes, it is a bit, isn't it?
Yeah. Is it going okay?
Worrying now, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm not sure what to worry about though, that's the trouble. It's all getting, there's lots of competing issues almost, aren't there? You've been quite quiet.
No.
Have you not?
We are only here for central banking.
I would say that is, because I did phone them and I said, can you not take, in the app, can you not do it so you can take a photo of the cheque?
No,
and they said no.
We can give you an address that you can post them to.
Oh God, no. Not in the current climate, no. That'll be the only two checks I need to do for
that
long.
That might be the only way soon, because if you lose access to the branch, that might be the only way. So I'll take it with you anyway.
Okay. Well, I can find it through the app, I think. So don't worry about that. Do you think the branch will start closing then?
Possibly, yeah.
Oh God.
We're going into a complete lockdown, then, yes.
Okay. It's interesting because I've not heard we're going into a complete lockdown. I don't know what even that would look
no,
like. This is
we're going by the hour, so we don't know what the banks are going to decide.
Fair enough.
Mr. Hopkins,
yep.
That's your receipt.
Thank
and
you.
That's your card back.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate
anyway,
your
right.
Yes. Let me just get him ready. Give me a second.
Right.
Thank you. Usher, come, let's go, let's follow. Good boy. Find the door. That's it, well done. Well done. Thank you for your help today, madam. I really appreciate it. Look after yourself. Bye bye. Okay, so. One person at a cash machine, someone go for a run, someone else go for a walk, and someone in front of me. We'll have a little walk, I think, down to the next crossing, and then we'll take ourselves back up and home, I think. I didn't like that. Yeah, you can smell the cafe over there.